We've got an email here from Josephine Ong, who says, how does the body actually fight off noroviruses, and are there lots of different strains or kinds of it? Well, Ian sort of suggested that there are strains, but could you tell us, Lydia, a little bit about how it goes around the world and changes?
So one of the things that we've noticed with norovirus and all the sampling that there is there are a number of different strains. We call these genotypes of norovirus, and there are also genogroups, so this kind of a wide variety. And as you mentioned, Chris, you could be presumably infected twice in a year or even in a short period of time by two different strains, although, as was mentioned, there are predominant strains that circulate. Now, these move around the world quite rapidly. Looking at all the data that there is in GenBank, so that's everybody's analysis of the virus from the genetic material in the virus, we can see the same virus moving for 10 to 20 years and spreading within the same year from the US to China, from the UK to Southeast Asia. So really quite rapid spread.
And Keith, if Lydia's results show that people are infectious for 3 weeks, what's that going to do to your budget if you have to put the staff off work for 3 weeks?
Well, I think it'll come back to the evidence as to what that actually means, because we control outbreaks now without having staff off. So the question, I think, is how does that shedding actually translate into a spread of disease? We don't know that at the moment, but we'd be guided by the evidence. If it has implications, it has implications, and we have to plan for that.
Thank you, Keith. And Rachel, just very briefly,